Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
What makes America different from everywhere else is that we are a melting pot. We are not homogenous. It is our diversity that built this country. How dare they be indignation over the very thing that makes us great? And why not honor the beauty of that in song? What's so sacrosanct about this song that it can't be sung in other languages, by other ethnicities, by those of diverse religions and diverse lifestyles? A relevant question, considering the words of America the Beautiful were penned by a gay woman, Catherine Lee Bates, in 1895, an English professor at Wellesley, who also wrote lovingly of her longtime committed relationship with another woman. America the Beautiful, by any other language, is still America the Beautiful.
Here's television anchor Brenda Wood in Atlanta with part of her viral rant aimed at all of those who are so outraged by Coca-Cola's America the Beautiful Super Bowl commercial. The aftermath of the Super Bowl and the discussion of the Coke commercial, number one this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Here we are, ready to go through in this hour, from number one to number ten, the items that are of interest, the talkers' charts for the week of February 3rd to 7th, 2014. So let's run down the hot hits in talk, folks at Talkers Magazine, talkers.com, which is something that people who love this format go to. This is pretty much the Bible when people are interested in finding out what their talk hosts, favorite hosts are doing. So here's the rundown of the top 10 as determined by the folks at talkers.com and Talkers Magazine. So at number 10 this week, the decision by CVS to stop selling cigarettes by the end of the year. Bill O'Reilly's Super Bowl interview with the president, number 9. Number 8, the death of Philip Seymour Hoffman, number 7. The discussion of the budget deficit. Chris Christie, number 6. Jay Leno, number 5. Mr. Obama, number 4. The Olympics, number 3. Immigration discussion and legislation, number 2. And the aftermath of the Super Bowl, number 1 this week. So let's listen in now as host Matt Patrick talks about that Coke commercial. As far as he's concerned, the America the Beautiful song ought to be sung in English, and that's the end of the story. Again, that's as far as he's concerned.
America the Beautiful, sung by many people in many different languages. What'd you think of that commercial? Let me read some of the comments that I've received on my Facebook page and some of the comments that were tweeted to me. I love this commercial. Coca-Cola is an American company that sends its taste of America around the world. English speaking or not, how many people equate Coke with America's prosperity? Having a cold Coca-Cola is the ultimate selling point. I thought it was a wonderful tribute of a wonderful country. America is about freedom, not English. Why does it have to be sung in English? Can people who speak other languages think America is beautiful? Those were some of the tweets and some of the postings on my Facebook page. I tweeted out, very simply, America the Beautiful, in English, please. And a hailstorm began. Now, to be fair, most of the people that follow me on Twitter, by and large, kind of think the way that I do. But not everyone agreed with me. Not everybody thought that I made a valid point. Many people did. Many people think I'm a cretin. Some of those comments that I just read to you that disagree with me are people I know extremely well. I don't know what their politics are, but they're good friends. America the Beautiful is a song I think personally should be sung in English. Was I offended? See, here's the thing. I don't know why you're offended. I wasn't offended. I don't get offended by commercials. I mean, some of them, I wonder about who in the hell is running the ad agency or spending the money from these corporations, but I'm not offended. So I just want to make sure that people understand that I didn't lose my appetite. I wasn't offended. I didn't go off to my to a corner and start weeping or screaming and yelling. But I thought Coca-Cola, whatever you may have spent on that commercial, and if there is some political agenda that you're trying to put forth, and obviously you are, it failed miserably. When you are singing America the Beautiful, it would make more sense, at least to this knucklehead, that we show people maybe from other countries learning to speak the English language in order to sing America the Beautiful in English. Not to take a song that is a patriotic song of this country and translate it into your native tongue. The reason why you're here in this country is because you want to be an American. If that's not the reason you're here, get out.
Coming up on the countdown, more on Coke's Super Bowl commercial. That's right here as we review what people have been talking about in the main on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
We made Tylenol Cold to help keep you going this winter.
Snowy!
You make them bundle up. We relieved your congestion.
Yay!
You challenged them to a snowball fight. We took away your cough. You take them on a sleigh ride to remember. Tylenol Cold helps relieve even your worst cold and flu symptoms. But for everything we do, we know you do so much more. Tylenol Cold. Use as directed.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili. And maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid Dual Active Formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Now that's how you spell relief.
The National Senior Games is looking for a new sport. Karate Kid Ralph Macchio has more.
I'm working with post-shredded wheat, which is a cereal I ate as a child, which is a heart-healthy cereal, and they have decided to challenge the National Senior Game. That this is the Olympics for people who are over 50. They're challenging the National Senior Games to add a new and more extreme sport to their roster of 19 sports. They're looking to add a 20th. So anyone can go online to postshreddedwheatgames.com, it's all one word, and choose from either judo, power walking, fencing, soccer, or weightlifting. It's a very easy site to navigate, and being that it's Olympic year, it's a perfect tie-in to this. It nurtures a positive lifestyle, and it just seemed like the right partnership. Log on to postshreddedwheatgames.com, vote. You have till February 24th, and it also connects you with the regional games as well as the national games, which take place in 2015.
Because Wendy switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her vacation savings jar wants to pat her on the back. But it can't. It's a vacation savings jar. It doesn't have a palm to pat with. Even if it tried, it'd just spill change everywhere and make a mess. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the extra cash, you'll know your vacation savings jar wants to pat you on the back. But remember, it can't. It's a jar. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
We already have the lowest prices on flooring, but now you can save even more on every floor in our new catalog at Lumber Liquidator Spring Flooring Sale. Get the look of hardwood for 49 cents a square foot. Beautiful bamboo for just $139. Plus, get $100 to $500 off over 130 varieties of hardwood, over 50 varieties of laminate, and more. Minimum purchase applies. See store for details. We have over 350 incredibly low-priced floors, and now you can save even more. Hurry, sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidator.com or your local store today.
I'm Doug Steffen. Counting up from number 1 to number 10, the top topics of the week. Folks at Talkers.com putting this together with the producers of our program in the aftermath of the Super Bowl and the Coke controversy with their commercial. Here are our hosts Rob Hunter and Carrie Dozier with some thoughts about people and their upset. Why is it that people are so angry about this?
America's watching this game and not very entertained by it. We have to get mad or upset about something, and our anger shifted towards this.
America, America, on Bahijan.
Hold on, wait, what? What is that language?
Sound like Japanese. I'm not really sure. But I was always good at that. We would always play that game, you know, when you're in another town, like in New York City or you're in JFK Airport and you hear people speaking language. And my husband would say, what is that? And I never knew if I was right or not because it didn't matter. But I could shout out a nationality and be like, that's German. Something. Yeah, clearly that's German.
Well, apparently people were upset because there was a different language other than English spoken in there. In fact, there was a hashtag on Twitter that was called Speak American.
Well, that's the thing. When I hear people say that, that's what I think. I think you must be stupid. You must not have ever traveled outside the United States of America and thought that that was a wonderful thing. Because it's such a closed-minded opinion, you know, viewpoint, I think. I mean, I get that you are comfortable in English. I get that you speak it. But if it upsets you to hear somebody who is a citizen of the United States speak another language, I think stay in your own backyard. I don't want to be around people that negative.
This is the problem with Twitter, because Twitter, you know, used to be people would say things like this at the Super Bowl party, and someone would laugh, and someone would roll their eyes, and other people would nod, or other people would just ignore it. And that would be the end of discussion, but because we have Twitter, it lives on in infamy. So here's one of the tweets from Anna. Dear Coke commercial, in capital letters, do not, back to lowercase, sing my country's song of freedom in a different language.
You know what?
This is what made headlines after the Super Bowl, not the game.
It's un-American. No, wait a minute. It actually is American. Remember, we all came from somewhere else. So did your people, wherever they came from. Chances are your great-grandparents, English wasn't their first language. That's what makes it so cool. And I guess when I hear people say that, remember when you were little and you go into the public restroom and the walls would be covered with graffiti? I have to assume that they still are. But that's what Twitter has become. Because you'd read the walls and you'd be like, wow, there's a bunch of idiocy out there. People writing hateful things and misspelling their criticisms of whatever. And then there's like the occasional heart, I love so-and-so. That's what Twitter is. It's just permanent. You can't ever erase it and you can't paint over it. And God, I wish sometimes we could.
Well, you know what? I just think it's made out to be like it's indicative of society. And it's really not. There are just idiots amongst us and people that think this way. And maybe they're not even idiots. Maybe some of them have Stanford degrees or Harvard degrees this kind of thing. But either way, it's just a couple of people's opinion. It's not worth getting riled up about. But because of the access and the ease of finding things on Twitter, that becomes sort of the news story.
I think people look for it, too. They
Absolutely
look for it because they want to criticize it, or they look for it because they want to celebrate it. You know, that tiny little act of bigotry gets all of the attention, and the 1,000 acts of kindness don't get any.
From affiliate KFAB in Omaha, Nebraska, talk host Scott Voorhees thinks that this whole controversy is made up and nobody is really offended by the Coke ad at all.
Now, I watched that and thought, I'm not, but I'm guessing that some people might raise a stink about that. But yesterday, nothing about the advertisement at all. No one brought it up as being a good ad. No one brought it up as being a bad ad. And no one brought it up as being offended by it. And then I hear, and Rush Limbaugh started talking about it, and I wondered if that was because, just like the Facebook post or the tweet or whatever the heck it was by MSNBC that had the Cheerios ad of the multiracial family, and the MSNBC person put out there and said, oh, a multiracial family pitching Cheerios during the Super Bowl is going to drive those conservatives nuts. Well, that was not based on anyone having anything negative to say about seeing a black guy and a white woman with a multiracial child sitting there. I guess the commercial was talking about how a new baby brother or sister was on the way. So MSNBC person tweets or puts a Facebook post out there that this is going to drive the conservatives crazy. The seeing the multiracial family certainly did not drive me crazy. But they just assumed that people would have a problem with it. Well, I wonder if all these people saying, oh, Coca-Cola had people of different ethnicities singing America the Beautiful in six different languages, that's going to drive people nuts. Well, is it truly driving people nuts, or is it kind of like the MSNBC thing? They just assume the worst of you. They just assume, and I'm sure there's a few people out there that went all boss hog on that ad. Ooh, I can't believe that they've got people in different language. You sing America the Beautiful in English in this country. This is America. Actually, it's America. This is America. We sing in English in America. Ooh, I can't believe that they do. I think they're just assuming that people were getting upset by that.
Coming up next, we're going to shift our focus on the countdown to immigration reform and then the Olympics. That's what comes up next on the list of hot hits this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Talk radio in review, the hot hits, top topics, etc., etc., etc. Doug Steffen here, number two on the countdown this week. Continuing conversation about immigration legislation and reform with a lot of the news talk, so-called political talk radio stations and programs. Here's host Jan Michelson with Congressman Stephen King of Iowa. They discuss the problems that King has with Speaker Boehner and the House immigration reform plan as presented to the House.
I was looking at the leadership of the House. You're under that leadership. In many cases, you are some of the leadership. You have some committee strength, but you're still under the thumb of Mr. Boehner. He is pushing forward some immigration reform. Is he going to get your support?
No, I don't think there's anything he could propose on immigration that would get my support. I think he's pretty well demonstrated that he doesn't understand this issue, at least not the same way I do. Neither does he have the verbal discipline necessary to discuss this issue openly and honestly and with integrity.
What does that mean? What does that mean? Describe that to me.
Well, that means obliquely that when you see a speaker that's beset to the point where a senior member of his own party could use the profane terms to describe him on the floor of the House of Representatives when talking to the political opposition, that tells you that he's reached a point where he's not managing, he's not in control, and you wonder how you could be the Speaker of the House and not have any more discipline than that. I mean, there are a lot of other things that are falling into the same kind of behavior. They just haven't all emerged yet.
The Olympics, number three on the countdown. Host Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder talked to Sports Talk host David Kaplan about the terrible conditions that have been presented to those who have gone over to Russia.
Last night, as I'm driving around, I listened to you discuss something very eloquently, and it has to do with what's going on in Sochi for the Winter Olympics, and it scared me.
Well, I don't know if it should scare you because you're not going to Sochi, but I'm just telling you right now, if you offered me a charter plane to take me over there, I would have zero interest in going. I'm not a huge Olympics guy, never have been, but reading the stories from fellow journalists that are already there about how awful the conditions are,
yeah,
you couldn't pay me to go. But I'm not an Olympicers, and I don't get the whole, you know, freak out over the Olympics
thing. And the conditions there in Sochi are bad for everybody, for the people who are going to watch the games, for the coaches, for the players, for the journalists. Everybody's going through this, right?
Yeah, from what we were able to, you know, glean, and I listened to an interview with somebody from ESPN yesterday on my way in, and he said that he got to his hotel, and there are certain hotels reserved for media that have tarps over the entire building with a picture on the outside of the tarp of what the hotel is supposed to look like. But the hotel's not even close to being ready.
Right.
And the Olympics are starting.
Yeah.
He said, they got this 7 years ago, and they still aren't even close. And he said when he got to his hotel, it took him 24 hours, three plane flights. He lands, he gets to his hotel. The lady said, would you like a cup of coffee or a tea? And he said, no, I just want to go to bed. It's 1:30 in the morning. And she said, your room's not ready.
Yeah.
Give us about an hour and a half. An hour and a half later, they take him up there. And he said, like, right out of Central Casting, there's a guy in a velour sweatsuit, and he's putting up a shower curtain, which is a luxury. Most people do not have shower curtains on their shower. And then get this. When you use the toilet, there is a sign. It says in each bathroom, do not flush the toilet paper.
Right.
So when you get done going to the bathroom, you're supposed to drop it in the garbage can, and then someone will come and clean it away.
And this hotel was supposedly built for the Olympics.
Right.
And they have, they're just hanging up a shower curtain now?
Yeah.
But some of the buildings, apparently, aren't even three quarters finished, and the Olympics start tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
Let's talk about the water that can be used, but not on your face.
Correct. The one journalist from the Tribune who's over there, she tweeted that she was told you can wash your hands with it, but not let the water get on your face.
Right.
So she took a shower in Evian.
Wait, why can't you let it get on your face?
Chemicals.
It's apparently got chemicals in it that could damage your skin on your face.
Obamacare and Jay Leno up next here on the weekly review of what's going on in the world of talk radio and talk television. It's called the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Doug Steffen. As we continue on now, the Talk Radio Review for the week ending Friday, the 7th of February, up to number 4 in the countdown, discussion of the Affordable Care Act, so-called Obamacare. Here's host Brian Niemann talking to medical analyst Dr. Bradley Herring about whether the healthcare.gov website has been fixed and if it's really working now up to snuff.
A lot of problems, obviously, with the rollout of the Affordable Care Act, the website, the exchange at the national level and at the local level here in Maryland. Where do you see the website right now, first off, at the national level?
Yeah, so at the national level, things are a lot better, right? So at the national level, healthcare.gov, which is the entry for probably about 30 states or so in the country, by all accounts, terrible, a debacle. Even the Secretary of Health and Human Services said it was a debacle. And they quickly put a team on it and fixed it. And I think by all accounts, it's working pretty well now. If you're in one of the 30 states outside of Maryland that didn't set up its own exchange.
Although the Washington Post did have an article yesterday about how they're having some problems on the back end. And
right.
The people who want to appeal the roll-in, yeah. People have been asking for waivers. So we still have some issues on the back end, maybe a little bit easier to get on, but for the vendors, especially the insurance companies.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So people distinguish this notion of the front end versus the back end, with the front end being a consumer sitting at a website and typing in information and actually choosing a plan, seeing what the premium would be post of a subsidy and selecting something. And then the back end is the federal website communicating all that information out to the health insurance plans. And yes, most of those transmissions seem to be correct, but some of them are not correct. And to have any incorrect, that's a problem. Right. And then actually following up with appeals to fix all that, that's unfortunately not their priority right now.
Jay Leno leaving the Tonight Show, number 5 on the countdown. We could spend the rest of the hour talking about this. Here's host John Hines with TV Guide's Matt Rausch. They talk about how Jay's departure shakes up late night television to a fare thee well.
Jay Leno's last night on the Tonight Show, at least as far as we know, right, Matt?
well, we've been down this road before, but I do think that this is going to be it in terms of his time on the Tonight Show. We may see him again in some format somewhere else or doing something else in the world of television, but I don't think it's going to be the Tonight Show, although, you know, we said that the last time, and I also don't think he's going to get another primetime show. Even he wouldn't wish that on anybody. Definitely a changing of the guard, and it is a big shift generationally and geographically, because when it comes back in a couple of weeks, it'll be with Jimmy Fallon, who's considerably younger than Jay Leno, and also it'll be being done in New York, which is where the show originated back in the days of Steve Allen and Jack Parr and then Johnny Carson, who took it to Burbank. But now beautiful downtown Burbank will be minus its big draw of a late-night talk show, as it has been for many, many, many years.
Let me ask this question now. Is Jimmy Fallon basically going to take his late night and just move the entire show intact to that earlier time? Is that the plan? Or do you think there'll be some changes, some modifications made? Would they redo? I don't know. I mean, it's been so successful doing what it's doing. I mean, whether or not it has a high tune-in, it's one of the most talked-about shows the next day, no matter what he's doing.
Well, it is, and in that regard, it is also very different from the Tonight Show with Jay Leno, because as popular as Jay Leno is, and he is the number one draw in late night TV in terms of pure numbers, his audience does skew a little bit older than some. Jimmy Kimmel has really turned up the fire recently with in the demographics race, and of course, you still have the Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert factor in terms of shows that are very, very relevant in terms of their topicality. And Jay Leno has never been really interested in all of that. He just wants it to be a comfortable place. He always wanted it to be a comfortable, fun, sort of an old-fashioned kind of a TV show. You never see anything of his go viral, hardly ever. When's the last time you heard anybody talk about anything that happened on the Tonight Show with Jay Leno? People just watch it and enjoy it. It's relaxing. People like being on the show. It's going to be a whole different vibe with Jimmy Fallon. At the same time, Jimmy is a very friendly and accessible guy. I think that the difference between him and Conan O'Brien is that Conan has a streak of the bizarre in him that Jimmy Fallon doesn't necessarily need to embrace. He does some very kooky things on his show, and he does things like getting Betty White to play beer pong, things like that.
Right. Now,
and I think that kind of thing will continue. I think it'll be a looser show. It'll be a more creative show with Jimmy Fallon. He is, like I said, the most versatile of any of those people in terms of being able to do comedy and music and all the things that he honed his skill, his craft with Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll suit him well in this world, but it's going to be a thing where Jimmy Fallon will be able to make the Tonight Show his own, which I don't think Jay Leno really ever did. Jay Leno continued a tradition, which there's no real shame in that, of course, but you won't really see... I see this as the end of an era that extends beyond Jay Leno. I think this is the end of a certain kind of traditional talk show that he represented, that it's going to be different with Jimmy Fallon. And I do think the numbers will probably go down a little bit because there will be some people who just don't want any change at all.
Coming up, Chris Christie, the budget deficit, and Philip Seymour Hoffman, all on the way here on your Talk Radio Countdown program.
We made Tylenol Cold to help keep you going this winter.
No!
You make them bundle up. We relieved your congestion.
Yay!
You challenged them to a snowball fight. We took away your cough. You take them on a sleigh ride to remember. Tylenol Cold helps relieve even your worst cold and flu symptoms. But for everything we do, we know you do so much more. Tylenol Cold. Use as directed.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
The National Senior Games is looking for a new sport. Karate Kid Ralph Macchio has more.
I'm working with post-shredded wheat, which is a cereal I ate as a child, which is a heart-healthy cereal, and they have decided to challenge the National Senior Game. Now, this is the Olympics for people who are over 50. They're challenging the National Senior Games to add a new and more extreme sport to their roster of 19 sports. They're looking to add a 20th. So anyone could go online to postshreddedwheatgames.com, it's all one word, and choose from either judo, power walking, fencing, soccer, or weightlifting. It's a very easy site to navigate. Being that it's an Olympic year, it's a perfect tie-in to this. It nurtures a positive lifestyle, and it just seemed like the right partnership. Log on to postshreddedwheatgames.com, vote. You have till February 24th, and it also connects you with the regional games as well as the national games, which take place in 2015.
Because Wendy switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her vacation savings jar wants to pat her on the back. But it can't. It's a vacation savings jar. It doesn't have a palm to pat with. Even if it tried, it'd just spill change everywhere and make a mess. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the extra cash, you'll know your vacation savings jar wants to pat you on the back. But remember, it can't. It's a jar. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Moving to the TRCS Talk Radio Countdown Show overview for this first week of February. Doug Steffen here, number 6 on the countdown. Chris Christie and the continuing saga of what's going on in New Jersey over the bridge. Here's host Chris DeGaulle talking about Governor Christie and his involvement, if any, in this bridge fiasco.
There is no way in the world Christie has anything tying him directly to the bridge closures. He would not emphatically run around denying it. He just wouldn't do it. He's a former federal prosecutor, and he's too smart for that. I'm not saying there aren't other things that could happen. I'm not saying other people couldn't flip. I think the Bridget Kelly woman, I said the day it happened. Did I not, during his two-hour press conference, this Bridget Kelly deputy assistant, when he fired her and called her every name in the book, did I not say that day, watch her? She could potentially go to jail. I mean, you understand that? This underling, this woman we'd never heard of until Chris Christie threw her under the bus and called her all these names and called her behavior all kinds of names and fired her and let the nation and the world know who she was. Nobody knew who she was, and now she's in hiding. And the woman could go to prison for using government as she did, as a weapon, as a tool. And I said this, when Christie was bashing her at that press conference, it was unprecedented. I called it then unprecedented, and you've not heard the last of her. Now, these people, like her and this Wildstein fellow that's now out mouthing around, and Christie's bashing, they used to be old friends or whatever, or they've known one another since high school, and now there's all these high school stories surfacing about Wildstein and the opportunistic nature of his personality and blah, blah, blah. This will become nasty, and it will become personal, and you're going to start to see at some point. S.E. Cupp wrote a piece we shared last week on the show that it was notable how Christie's inner circle had stayed tight. Nobody was, no malcontents, nobody mouthing off, nobody was saying anything, which meant people are either that fiercely loyal to him, or there's really nothing to see. They have genuinely weeded out who the bad actors are, and there really was nothing more to say about it. It's one of the two. But how loyal are you? Are you willing to go to prison? If this woman gets locked up, or further persecution publicly or in court happens to this woman, and she doesn't say anything, then there, without a shadow of a doubt, Christie's clean.
Yeah.
Because this is a woman that is, her life's ruined. Politically, certainly, perhaps professionally. She's got to be humiliated. And I'm not, don't misunderstand that as me asking for sympathy for the woman. I don't have sympathy for her. But she was railroaded by Christie in a very public way. So I watch her, because to me, not this Port Authority guy who's mouthing off and trying to save his bacon. He doesn't interest me. He's a malcontent who got caught doing something he shouldn't have been doing. This Bridget Kelly underling, she is as close to him as it gets. She was, just assailed verbally by Christie and then fired. And when she talks, if she talks, then you'll know for sure whether it's a culture thing, whether it's a one-off thing, what Christie knew and what he didn't.
The budget deficit, number 7 on the countdown this week. From MSNBC, Rachel Maddow talked about the good economic news, which you can imagine she'd be happy to talk about because that's where MSNBC is coming from. Is it really? Well, let's listen to her.
The deficit is shrinking. It is shrinking at its fastest rate since World War II. Seriously. In April, the government actually ran a budget surplus, which is the opposite of a deficit. That happened again in June. And whether or not you think that's a good thing or a bad thing, that the deficit is shrinking faster than new jeans in a hot dryer right now, the deficit is, in fact, shrinking really fast, which means that this is the sound of a politician not telling the truth on television.
Keeping our eye focused on trying to deal with the ultimate problem, which is this growing deficit.
Growing deficit? That is not a thing. The deficit is not growing. It is shrinking. And we learned today that it is shrinking even faster than we previously thought, even at the beginning of the week. The Congressional Budget Office just announced that we are going to have an even smaller deficit this year than they had been forecasting before. So on this show at the beginning of the week, when we previously debunked Eric Cantor for lying about there being a growing deficit, we said that the deficit is now going to be this big. And in fact, when we said that, we were wrong. With today's revised numbers, it's actually slated to be even smaller than we said before. So the deficit is shrinking. That's true. It's just shrinking even more than we said it was.
The number 8 item on the countdown, the death of Philip Seymour Hoffman. Talk host Chet Walker here with film critic Jack Garner. They talk about the life and legacy of Philip Seymour Hoffman.
How do you remember Philip Seymour Hoffman, his legacy, and how you knew him?
Well, he was an incredibly towering talent. I mean, he was just probably, the best actor of his generation. Certainly the greatest character actor, which then I would say was the best actor, because other character actors are absolutely essential and absolutely brilliant the way they can play so many characters. He was so mercurial with all the stuff he could do. And obviously I'm also very proud as a Rochesterian to call him a hometown boy, as we always did. And that makes the loss even sadder,
Certainly. Do any favorite roles pop out to you?
One thing, first of all, before I talk film, he also loved the stage, and I was so blessed, my family and I were so blessed to see Phil in my favorite play of all time, which is Eugene O'Neill's Long Day's Journey Into Night. We saw that in New York, and it was probably the greatest thing I ever saw on stage, his performance as the older brother, Jamie. But in terms of film, obviously Capote is so important, and it was so amazing that Phil, who was a big man, and he was, I think, maybe, I don't know, 6 foot tall or something, and he's heavy, and he's playing this tiny little guy, and, you still believe it. I mean, it's almost like magic. How does he make himself small, So that was great, and I also love, his supporting performance as Lester Bangs in Almost Famous, and Flawless when he played the drag queen, and you could go on and on and on. The Master, which I wasn't really nuts about the film overall, but his performance was mercurial and charismatic. It was just amazing as the Master, and so he had so many great films. Even when he did his rare popcorn films like Mission Impossible 3, he was a great villain. Everything he touched was quite wondrous.
Yeah, and I heard he was also amazing as Willie Loman.
I always regret, this is a regret now I'm unfortunately going to have all my life, is that I never got to see him do Willie. I mean, he did that in high school here, and it still is the stuff of legend that as a 16-year-old he could play this great late middle-aged role, it's sort of the King Lear of the American stage, and he was supposedly great as a high school kid, and he was, of course, phenomenal, I'm sure, as an adult when he did it just a couple years ago, and I do regret that I didn't get to see it because I guess it was really something.
Same.
I know he also did, I think it's called True West, which is the story of two brothers with John C. Reilly, and they alternated it every performance. They would do the other role, and that must have been something to see, too.
Yeah, I've been following some of the celebs on Twitter about what they had to say about his body of work, and, truly, they're shocked. We're shocked. I don't know what it is, but it just seems like these people who can play these tremendous characters, they have that side of them that they must dig into the darkness and be able to put it up there on the film.
Yeah, that's really a good point. I mean, I think he did really, people say, well, it's a certain performance is hard work. And I said, well, no, that's not hard work. Go dig a ditch. But in his case, it really was hard work, because I think he did go to the really dark places, and he played very vulnerable people, people who were flawed. I remember when he played this incredibly difficult character to watch in Happiness, which is a this guy who had this really deep-seated, weird sexual attitudes about stuff, and he'd make phone calls and do all kinds of weird stuff. And when he when he showed it to his mother, Marilyn O'Connor, he was probably scared of what she even thought of it, you know. But she said, "Philip, you give voice to the voiceless," and I think that's a great comment on him and the stuff that he did do, you know.
Up next, Bill O'Reilly, Barack Obama, and CBS Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Continuing with our overview of the items of interest this week, we profile the top 10 every week, and we're up to number 9 in this hour of the countdown, Bill O'Reilly's Super Bowl interview with President Obama. Here's talk host Carlos Amezcua. He thinks there's something the president ought to remember next time he does an interview with anybody at Fox.
He wanted to know if there was corruption at any level within the IRS, any corruption at all. Listen.
That's not what happened. Folks have, again, had multiple hearings on this.
Folks.
I mean, these kinds of things keep on surfacing, in part because you and your TV station will promote them.
But when folks are unanswered questions?
Bill, when you actually look at the stuff, there have been multiple hearings on it. What happened here was is that you've got a 501c4 law that people think is confusing. No, that the folks did not know how to implement.
Okay.
Because it basically says...
So you're saying
if you're
no corruption there at all? No.
That's not what I'm saying. That's actually...
No, but I want to know what you're saying. You're the leader
of the country.
Absolutely. You're saying no corruption.
No.
None.
No. There were some boneheaded decisions.
Boneheaded decisions.
Out of a...
But no mass corruption.
Not even mass corruption. Not even a smidgen of corruption.
Okay.
Wow. Not even a smidgen of corruption. He was so general in that, and that was what he was trying to get at. And it was sort of like the Jon Stewart, Nancy Pelosi. Well, if you don't know, if you didn't hear, well, who is supposed to know? You're the leader of the free world. You're the leader of the country. Mr. President, with all due respect, you should know the answer to that question. And certainly that wasn't exactly what happened here. And O'Reilly really put his feet to the fire. And at one point, you really did see the president get angry. He seemed peeved. He seemed unnerved at that he was being asked these questions. And that has always been his Achilles heel. He doesn't like to be questioned. He doesn't like to be challenged. And that's why so often he avoids the questions, the tough questions that a Fox News reporter will ask him. Or even now, even some CBS News reporters have been blacklisted by the White House. They're not allowed to ask the president any tough questions. I just have a message for all politicians. This is a very clear message. You work for us. We are not, you are not royalty. I don't have to address the president as Mr. President. We do it out of respect for the office and for the President of the United States. I don't have to bow to you. I don't have to kiss your ring. I don't have to do anything. You work for me. You're a civil servant. And when someone asks you a question, it's because he wants to know, for the sake of the taxpayers and the people who pay your salary, you are not royalty. You're only the President of the United States. It's a powerful post. I grant you that. But just remember that.
Number 10 item of the countdown, the CVS decision to stop selling cigarettes later this year. Here's host Bill Carroll talking about CVS announcing that they will no longer sell tobacco products.
They've given into that pressure a little bit, but I think it's about positioning themselves for the future. It's kind of weird to go to a pharmacy, though, and buy cigarettes. It's like if you went to the DMV to get your driver license and they give you a gift of a bottle of scotch on the way out the door. Well, they sell, yeah, we sell booze. Give you half price on the, to congratulate you on your new driver license. Then you drink it and go out and get smashed and then drive the car. So, yeah, they shouldn't be probably doing that. That's not going to stop people from getting cigarettes. You'll still be able to get them. But they are out. So what's the strategy? Well, I'll let you hear their spokes guy on this. Here's what he says.
We generate about $2 billion in tobacco and related sales. But at the same time, we believe this is the right decision for...
By the way, the $2 billion sounds like a lot of money. It's 1.6% of their total sales. They're that big, by the way. That's a lot of money. But $2 billion is not nothing, but it's only 1.6%. You can make up 1.6%. Somewhere else. So I just wanted to, you know, before you say, oh, how courageous of them. Well, this corporation is giving up $2 billion in sales. They're giving up 1.6.
Same time, we believe this is the right decision for our company. It positions us for future growth and the opportunity to play a bigger role in our evolving healthcare system.
See, if you've noticed, CVS pharmacies are starting to put in clinics. So their plan going forward is to turn their retail locations into urgent care clinics so that they're going to start delivering health care more directly. So they realize, you know, it's just going to be worse and worse for us. We don't want to be accused of hypocrisy. We don't want doctors and nurses working here, and then you buy a pack of cigarettes on the way out. So that's what it is. It's part of their switching. They want to become seen as even more a healthcare provider and less of a retailer. I wonder if junk food is going to go next.
So recapping here, the CVS decision on cigarettes, number 10. Bill O'Reilly talking to the president, number 9. The death of Philip Seymour Hoffman, number 8. Budget deficit, number 7. Chris Christie, number 6. Jay Leno, number 5. Obamacare, 4. Olympics, number 3. Immigration legislation, number 2. And the aftermath of the Super Bowl, number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare, by far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.